I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. During this pandemic, our services are in our parking lot. Drive in, listen, and receive with us all the blessings that God has to give.
So we turn to Matthew chapter 22. The Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap Jesus in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. "Teacher," they said, "we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they said. Then he said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are many ways to try to trap people in their words. In other words, to try to make them look silly or to try to get them to say something they didn't intend to say. The Pharisees come to Jesus today with just one of those linguistic traps. They want to get him, the people either upset with him for saying pay the taxes to the Romans. They don't like the Romans. They don't like the taxes. Or to get him in trouble with the Romans. If you tell people not to pay the tax to the Romans aren't going to like that. So they give Jesus what's called a spurious alternative. It sounds like a simple yes or no question, but no matter which way you answer it, you're going to be wrong. It's kind of like saying, "Have you stopped kicking the dog yet?" Well, if you say yes, it means you used to kick the dog. If you say no, because you don't kick the dog, it sounds like you're still kicking the dog. So you're kind of trapped, no matter what you say. Christians throughout the ages have been posing similar questions to Jesus, to our God and Father, as the Pharisees posed to him. Not because we try to trap him, but because we try to answer two separate questions with one. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar? Yes or no? Questions in our day sound more like this. Maybe, should Christians hold political office? Should Christians be Republicans or Democrats? How do you like that one? Should Christians serve in the military? Should we send our kids to public schools? Or do all good Lutherans have to have Lutheran schools? For any of these, there are reasons to answer yes, and there are reasons to answer no. You can't just give a yes or no answer, and if you do, you end up going beyond what God has said and actually creating some things that God never said. Jesus, of course, didn't fall for that trap. In his answer, he gave us a way of thinking or a distinction for answering many of our own dilemmas. He said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what belongs to God. Now that answer can be misunderstood, and it has been by some who think that our physical life belongs to the things of this world, but our spiritual life belongs to God, and there the two shall meet. But that's not the answer. That's not what the Lord's saying. No, what the Lord is telling us is that we live, body, mind, heart, soul, the whole person, you, live in two separate kingdoms at the same time. We are citizens of heaven by virtue of our baptism and by faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But we are also still citizens of this world for as long as we're still in this life. One person, the whole person, is at the same time a citizen of heaven and a citizen on earth. And you cannot play one of those against the other, as the Pharisees tried to get Jesus to do in trapping him. So Jesus said to the Pharisees, you hypocrites! They're hypocrites because they're pretending to be totally spiritual when they're the worst at playing human earthly government games. And then he gave them the perfect answer for their unanswerable question. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God. So as children of God, we all have dual citizenship. In our American way of saying that, it means we live in both the church and the state. And we have privileges and responsibilities that go with each of those. God does not let us pick one and leave the other unnoticed. Furthermore, our God claims to be the Lord of both kingdoms. Certainly Jesus is the head of the church. No argument about that. But the Bible also says that Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And so it's good and right that we should pray not only to our Lord Jesus for our spiritual needs, but also for our physical, human, earthly needs. For it is through our nation, our communities, our societies, many in authority over us, God uses them for our blessing, for our earthly blessing. There's plenty of examples in Scripture of God even using wicked rulers to bring about his purposes. Think of Joseph in Egypt and how God used Joseph under Pharaoh in Egypt, of all places, to bring about his will. It's God who decides when a person lives and dies. The Lord who raises up leaders for the people, in the Scripture is clear that he brings nations up and he brings nations down. Perhaps we in the United States are experiencing such confusion these days over what is right and wrong because we're trying to separate these two. Well, these questions I answer according to my spiritual life, and those questions I answer according to what's best for society. And then we feel like we're being torn in two directions because we're separating ourselves that way. It's true, we're citizens in both. But we are one person, and there is one Lord. So it's good and proper that we take time, as we do on this Memorial Day weekend, to thank God for the great government which we have and for those who have given of themselves, especially this weekend, for those who have given their very lives in faithfulness to their duty to God and their duty to country. Whether they are serving the Lord or whether they are serving us in being the Lord's instruments. For through them, as by the hand of God himself, God has brought down evil nations and ended much unjust suffering. The purposes for which our nation has gone to war at different times have not been equally just, but the men and women who answered the call to arms have been equally honorable, and they are worthy of our thanks, regardless of when or where they served. They thought not of themselves, but of their duty to others. Most soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, don't think of saving the country. But when they fight next to their brothers and sisters, they think of fighting for themselves and for their families, thinking not of themselves, but of each other and their duty to others, as well as their duty to God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, not only of heaven, but also of earth. Those who have started war, firing shots in anger for their own benefit, they'll have to answer to God for that someday. But those who have fought to defend and protect, to liberate the oppressed, to put down evil, they are worthy of our greatest respect for their service to both God and country. For in service to this country, they serve God. This is not just a patriotic theme. This is about the command of our Lord to love one another, to love our neighbors as ourselves, applying that command of love not just to within a Christian congregation or in a Christian family, that's true as well, but also loving one another in the civic realm. Meanwhile, we confess and proclaim that we are citizens of both. By baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are citizens of heaven, and our names have been written in the book of life, and that is very much like the citizenship that we enjoy on earth. First birth made us citizens of this world and this nation and community with the rights and privileges and responsibilities that go with it. And our second birth in holy baptism gives us certain rights and privileges and responsibilities that go with being a citizen of that kingdom. Now one day, each of us will lose our citizenship here on earth. But God has already given us a citizenship in the new creation, one that can never be taken away. There we will live and reign with Christ forever. There will be no more division between people or nations. There will be no more war, because there will all be one people. And our Savior himself will rule over all people. That's where Isaiah talks about beating their swords into plowshares. There will be no more need for governments or borders or officials. But also no more need for Christian denominations or congregations or pastors, because Christ himself will teach us, and we will all know him for ourselves. The trouble comes when the people of God, the church, when the church starts getting involved, taking over things which God has given to the state. And the trouble also comes when the state starts getting involved with those things which God has given to the church. You live in both kingdoms, but the church is not to get involved in the things of the state, and the state not to get involved in the things of the church. But you and I, as citizens of both, enjoy the right, the privilege, and the responsibility to serve God in church and in state. We belong to God, and we praise him in both of these kingdoms in which we now live. Both are from him. Both are by his grace and for our good. Both we live in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at oslcmankato.org.